Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Taradivasa Hishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama Harinama Harinamaiva Kevalam Klo Nasyeva 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 Gatiranyata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If someone could get me a glass of cold water, if that's possible. So, here we are, our second day of this unique Bhagavat Saptaha. I appreciate, I can understand it may be a little difficult for you, but stick with what we call the process, because by the end you will be ecstatic. Krishna Kumar and Naveen Madhav have given me some instructions, so we're going to tweak my format a tad. So please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today's, how shall we say, invocation or inspiration is from yesterday's second canto. And the chapter was, Bhagavatam is the answer to all questions. So that chapter begins with the 10 subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Bhagavad Gita has 5. Ishwar, God. Jiva, living entity. Prakriti, material, spiritual nature. Kala, eternal time. Karma, action, activities. Those are the 5 subject matters we read in Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita in his introduction. Bhagavatam itself says it has 10 subject matters. So this is Shukadeva Goswami telling Maharaj Parikshit, here are the 10 subject matters. I will chant the Sanskrit. Atrasargo visargascha sthanam poshanam uttayaha manvantareshanukata nirodho mukta asrayaha dashasmasya vishudyattam navanam iha lakshanam vanayanti mahatmana srutenartena chanjasa. Please repeat. Here in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10 subjects are described. Number 1, the creation of the ingredients of the cosmos. And the Sanskrit word, sarga. Number 2, the creations of Lord Brahma. And that is called visarga. Number 3, the maintenance of the creation. Sthanam. Number 4, special favor protection, maintenance, nourishment given to the faithful. And that is known as poshanam, where we get that pushti marg. Comes from this word poshanam. And those were the meanings. Favor, protection, maintenance, nourishment. That's what Krishna gives devotees. Number five, impetus for activity. Uttayaha. Number six, prescribed duties for law-abiding men, given by the 14 Manus. Manu Antara. Number seven, a description of the incarnations of the Lord. Isha Anukata. Number eight, the winding up of the material creation. Nirodha. Number nine, liberation from gross and subtle material existence. Mukti. And number ten, the ultimate shelter. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Asrayaha. So then, Shukadev says, this last item, Asrayaha, and who was that? Yes, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the shelter of all the other nine items. To distinguish this ultimate shelter from the other nine subjects, the Mahajans have described these nines directly or indirectly through prayers or direct explanations. So this gives you another way of looking at what is this great science, Srimad Bhagavatam. It is a transcendental science. Shall we proceed? All in favor say, Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada entitles Canto 3, The Status Quo. The first section, if you follow along, is called Uddhava Katha. This, of course, takes place after the battle of Kurukshetra. First item, Vidura's Pilgrim's Progress. We mentioned last night. Just before the battle of Kurukshetra, Duryodhan, he really got angry at Vidura, thinking Vidura was an enemy, because Vidura was always coming to Dhritarashtra saying he should give the Pandavas their share, he should not fight this war, he should chastise Duryodhan. So Duryodhan at this point had had enough. No more. So he actually ordered, I want this Vidura to be beaten and leave him only with his breath. So Vidura left the home. He left his bow at the door and went traveling throughout India and visited all these holy places, which are mentioned in this section. Then we go to the next. Vidura inquires from Uddhava. While on his travels throughout India, Vidura meets Uddhava. Now, by this time, Krishna has left the planet. Now, who remembers? When Krishna leaves the planet, that means what? Beginning of Kali Yuga. And that's directly mentioned more than once, directly in Bhagavatam. Not just the purports, directly by statements in the Bhagavatam. So, that's important. When Kali Yuga began. So, when Vidura meets Uddhava, Uddhava goes into a trance and he says, and it says here, next line, Uddhava remembers Krishna in Vrindavan. So Uddhava relates to Vidura, oh yes, I remember Krishna was like this. Krishna was, and one nice thing Uddhava says, he says, how could I worship anybody but Krishna, because when I think that Putana came to kill Krishna. And Krishna gave her a special benediction like that of his mother. Uddhava was thinking, there's no greater person to worship. Somebody comes to kill you and you benedict them? So Uddhava says, as far as I'm concerned, there's nobody better to worship. Krishna is the best. Would you agree, Kamlesh? All in favor of Uddhava's opinion, say Hari Bol. Good. So after remembering various pastimes, it's just short things, one after that, I remember this pastime. Then he goes to Krishna's pastimes in Mathura and Dwarka. It's scientific. Because Krishna's, we'll get to there when we get to Om's house on Friday and Saturday. What day are you coming? Friday. Huh? Thursday and Saturday. Good. Because Saturday is all Krishna Leela. We'll dabble into it a little bit on Friday. But Saturday, only Krishna Leela. Nobody else. All in favor say Krishna.
Krishna.
All right. Very good. So he's going scientifically, Vrindavan, Mathura, and then Dwaraka. And then Uddhava talks about how he met Krishna on the bank of the river Sarasvati. And Krishna blessed Uddhava. And then this last point, why Krishna did not take Uddhava with him. Because when we get to your house on Sunday, we'll read the 11th canto. And we'll see that Uddhava knows, Krishna is about to leave the planet. So Uddhava begs Krishna, take me with you. I don't want to be here once you're gone. But Krishna did not take Uddhava with him. And the reason is, he had service for Uddhava to do. Service is more important than having actually direct contact with Krishna. This is the same philosophy. Why did Prabhupada, at the ripe age, almost 70 years old, why did Prabhupada leave Vrindavan to go to America? Why did he do that? Because Prabhupada understood, when you're a pure devotee, Krishna, you carry Krishna wherever you go. Wherever you go, you bring Krishna. Did Prabhupada not do that? Did he not bring Krishna and introduce Krishna to the hippies? Yes. He introduced Krishna to the malachas and yavanas, the meat eaters, the scoundrels, the low class, those who have no religious principles. He made those hippies into happies. Because he was carrying Krishna with him. He didn't need to be in Vrindavan. He brings Vrindavan wherever he goes. And last night I forgot to mention, but Krishna is reminding me now. Thank you, Krishna. When Vidura arrived at the palace after the battle of Kurukshetra, and remember I told you how Vidura actually spoke to Dhritarashtra and woke him up and convinced Dhritarashtra that, yes, he had done wrong and it was time to do right. So when Vidura entered the palace, Yudhisthira said, oh, Vidura, you are a walking place of pilgrimage. People like you, you carry Krishna so much. You have the presence of Krishna so much that wherever you go, you turn that place into a holy place. And again, for us, that was Prabhupada. Wherever Prabhupada would come, you were not in New York. You were not in Detroit. You were not in Philadelphia. You were not in Los Angeles. When Prabhupada was there, you were in the spiritual realm. That was my experience. Prabhupada brought with him this amazing presence and aura and spiritual consciousness just by his very presence. So Krishna did not want to take Uddhava with him because he had service for Uddhava. Then Krishna told Uddhava, after some time, when Kali Yuga really progresses, then you can go back. But in the meantime, I have service for you. So, when the spiritual master gives you service, that is his real blessing. When the spiritual master, like, what was Prabhupada's service? Right from the start, what did Bhaktisiddhanta say? Preach. Preach in English. That was the first thing Bhaktisiddhanta, he hadn't even finished paying obeisance. Oh yes, you should preach in the West. So that order of the spiritual master, that is your ticket back to Godhead. For me, what is my instruction from Prabhupada? I have to love Krishna. That was the instruction. I asked him, what pleases you the most? And what did he say? When you love Krishna. So that's my, I have to love Krishna. So, how do we love Krishna? By devotional service, by doing katha, by chanting. All kinds of devotional service is how you develop love of God, and especially the chanting of the holy name. So, the next section is called Vidura and Maitreya, which is the entire conversation of both the third and fourth canto. As I mentioned last night, Bhagavatam is conversation within a conversation within a conversation within. So, this conversation now, third and fourth canto, questions and answers between Vidura and Maitreya. Now, since Vidura had met Uddhava, and he knew Uddhava was very advanced. In fact, the only people more advanced than Uddhava are the residents of Vrindavan. Uddhava is more advanced than the Pandavas. That's how elevated Uddhava is. But we all, well, we'll find out, either, or most likely Saturday, how Uddhava was sent by Krishna to learn, because Uddhava might have been thinking, I'm pretty, you know. So, Krishna sent Uddhava with the message. And what did Uddhava realize after spending 2 months with the residents of Vrindavan? He said, these residents, they are more advanced. In fact, in my next life, I want to be a bush or some kind of shrub there in Vrindavan, so that when the gopis are walking, I get the dust of their lotus feet on my head. That was Uddhava's realization. These gopis are way more advanced. That's how Krishna does things. Krishna uses so many circumstances to teach us lessons in our life. We just have to be prepared to learn the lesson. For me, I'm not ashamed to say it, even on tape, I learned so many things just by being with my wonderful wife. I learned so many lessons about Krishna consciousness, because I was thinking, I am the controller, I am the boss. But I quickly realized, and I'm not the boss, I'm the DOS. I am the DOS Anudos. Yes. But fortunately, everything she instructs me is Krishna teaching me. And those of you who know me, what do I stress the most? The most important thing to learn? Humility, humility, humility. If you learn humility, you can open any door. So, and Lord Chaitanya teaches that to us. That humility is worn around our neck at all times. Trinadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. So if I want to do this katha for 2 hours, I better be humble. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhyayevacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. All glories to my Namahat family, who I love more than anything. Let us continue. So, Vidura, naturally, he wanted to inquire from Uddhava, because he knew Uddhava was a great devotee. But Uddhava said, actually, it's not right for me to instruct you, because very nearby is somebody senior to me, Maitreya. So even though Uddhava was very, very advanced, out of what is called etiquette, devotee etiquette, Uddhava said, no, better you hear from Maitreya, and he's close by. Maitreya is a friend of Vyasadeva, so I don't want to usurp him. So you go to Maitreya. So Uddhava himself, being a great devotee, can appreciate humility also. Because he sent Vidura, no, you go see Maitreya. So, starting in chapter 5, the conversation between Vidura and Maitreya begins. And the topics there are listed. Those who are pitied by the pitiable, meaning the non-devotees. Those who do not have any kind of spiritual life. Those who are simply absorbed in eating, sleeping. Last night, we heard that phrase, men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. The non-devotees, the gross materialists. They are pitied by the pitiable. Okay? Then Maitreya explains, this comes up so often in Bhagavatam. Again, he gives another description of the creation. Then there comes this nice section. The demigods pray to Krishna's lotus feet. That is a very nice section. What do the demigods? They offer all these prayers, but the theme of the prayers is meditate on Krishna's lotus feet. We didn't mention last night, but it's never too late. Bhagavatam is a meditation on the form of Krishna. So last night we studied Canto 1 and 2. That's meditation on Krishna's lotus feet. So 3rd, 4th means you're moving up. And the 10th canto is Krishna's smiling face. Just like we have one very nice devotee here, Mukunda. So this word Mukunda has two meanings. Last night we heard Mukunda means Krishna gives what? Liberation. But there's a more esoteric meaning of Mukunda. Krishna's face is always smiling, and it's compared to the Kunda flower, which also looks like it's smiling at you. So that's another Mukunda. Mu meaning the face, Kunda. Krishna is always smiling. Right? Sometimes there are pictures of deities, and they're like Nisringa, right? Sometimes, like I went to my friend today, I had lunch at Adya's house. So Adya has Ugra Nisringa, he showed me. Right? But Krishna is always that smiling face. Especially if somebody is right next to him. Who's that? Huh? Radharani. Of course. If Radharani is there, yes? Yes. Radha and Krishna. And Prabhupada told us, always they should be close together. Are they close together on your altar? They have to be close together. Not like this. Not like modern husband and wife. Different parts of the room. Radha and Krishna, always close, 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 close. Yes, Maharaj. So, Maitreya is a very ancient sage, and he's very knowledgeable, as was mentioned. He's a friend of Vyasadeva. So Vyasadeva is the guru of everybody because of all his Vedic scriptures. So Maitreya is one of the advanced sages. And if he's a friend of Vyasadeva, he must be of very high stature, because you're not going to be able to call yourself a friend of Vyasadeva unless you're on the same level. Okay, so the demigods, they offer these prayers, and it's all about glories of meditating on Krishna's lotus feet. Then the next section, the Supreme Lord enters the 23 elements. This refers to, again, the creation. So all the different items are there, but they don't come to life until Krishna enters them as super soul. Then everything comes alive. What's the difference between a dead body and a living body? Presence of soul and super soul. Both are together. That's important to know. As soon as we left the spiritual world, Krishna did not abandon us. As soon as we exited, Krishna accompanied us. Birth after birth. And that's why Krishna is your dearmost friend. You may have a very good friend in this lifetime, but after this life, you may go one way, you may go another way, but not Krishna. Krishna stays with you birth after birth after birth until you make it back home. When you make it back home, then that super soul merges with the Brahma Jyoti. Because there's no need of super soul in the spiritual world. Super soul is needed once you take a material body. But in the spiritual world, you don't have a material body. You are your spiritual body. And you're totally conscious of Krishna. Krishna is everywhere. So you only need super soul when you enter the material world. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is indicating how long have we been? Millions and millions. You can't figure it out. You can now calculate how you entered the... Don't worry about it. Out. Go back home, back to Godhead. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. Chant the Maha...